الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah has given us this free period, freed us from many of our other duties. So in this time, let us not be trapped by shaitan and we start doing his work. This is the time Allah has freed us that we should do Rahman, Allah Ta'ala's work. We all have, there's no work that is allowed, etc. Everything is stopped. So during this time, let us be very careful that we don't get trapped by shaitan, like some people perhaps watching films now, wasting our time on that, on various other things, gossips, etc., or just becoming lazy also, and just sleeping also all the time. Thus also we have to be careful. A very effective way to combat all this is to have a timetable. Make a timetable for our 24 hours, and we work according to that timetable. Otherwise, we will just we won't have any direction. And in that, we have heard over and over, various of our elders, ulama, have advised us, we should turn more to Allah Ta'ala. And we should ask ourselves, am I turning more to Allah Ta'ala? For example, my namazas, are they in order properly? My five times namazes, are they in order properly? Then our qaza'i umri, we should see. That many of us, there are many people, we have got qaza'i umri. We start to giving, we start to performing those namazes. Also, while it is 3 days, if we have got any qaza'i rozas, and especially our women folk, that every year they have through Ramzan, they must certain rozas, and then have we covered them up or not. These are times when we are free, and now it's our year, it's our winter period, days are short also, easy to keep those rozas. So we should check on that. Are we regular with our tilawat of Quran Sharif? That also we should check. And where various wazifas that we have been shown, very effective. That salawat, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is most effective, very, very effective. Are we maintaining our durood on a daily basis? Have we increased any of our durood? The quantity also, and then the quality also, with more, with passion. And one easy way to read durood, salawat, with feeling, is to envisage, to think that I'm standing in front of Rawdah Mubarak. Then our, inshallah, our durood will become much, much more valuable. Tawbah istighfar. Have we increased just even the words of Tawbah and Istighfar, which are the seeds for Tawbah Istighfar? And just the words are not Tawbah Istighfar, that we bring a change in our lives. And we make a determined niyat for permanent change, not only because of this problem now, or because we have got free time, now I'm changing my life, I'm making my namazes. No, permanently my namazes must be in order. My five times namazes must be in order, with jamaat, in the masjid. Allah open our masjids for us, and then we are regular with it. If we make that determination now, on that it is not far-fetched. Allah's mercy comes in josh, and Allah Ta'ala make the means for our masajid to be open. We carry on with our students, we carry on with our ta'aleem, etc. Then Allah will see they are keen. And Allah will open the doors again for our ta'aleem to carry on, our namazes to carry on. And also, we should also be making du'as, Haramain Sharifain, Allah Ta'ala opens it. So all this time that Allah has given us, we should not be just wasting and whiling our time away. One is just passing our time, and then one is worse, getting involved in some gunas in this time. In this crucial period when we have to be running to Allah, let us not be running away from Allah. When we have to be running to Allah, let us not run to shaitan. And we do what he tells us. And shaitan is all the time there. And our nafs is there. let us do all wrong things all the time. So this time Allah has given us, let us engage in our a'mal, ruju ila Allah, inabat ila Allah. Let us turn more, and then not only for ourselves, but let us encourage other people also, wherever we can. And today with the phone, use it for the good purpose. Encourage people to come more towards a'mal, more towards obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and to get away from shaitan and all the treachery and the tricks and the shrewdness of shaitan in our nafs. Try and get away from that. Allah give us tawfiq that we spend this time correctly. In one sense, perhaps we won't get this time like this again, that we are free like this. Make the best of it, and a true wise person, a mu'min, will change the worst condition into the best. And unfortunately, if we are the opposite, then we'll make the best condition into the worst. So whatever for us, all conditions are good. We turn them. They appear outwardly to be bad for us, but we turn them into good conditions by turning more towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. And in that, what our elders have said, ulama have given great advices. Amongst them, salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us try and increase and read it with passion. Tawbah istighfar. And the words also, and we try our best to come to the reality to bring a change in our lives, to correct our lives. And then sadaqah also, and du'as, to make proper, take time out, specify time, and with concentration we make du'a for the whole ummah, whole of humanity, for our deen, our dunya, our akhirat, our families, our children, our progeny, our forefathers, parents and who have passed away. We make dua for everyone, the whole ummah. So let us engage ourselves in what we have to be doing. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.